The Central African Republic is blowing up again. The Justice Fund is helping kids globally. And the U.S. military is receiving some incredible news. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Insecurity is growing in the Central African Republic. A peace deal between the country's two former presidents failed before it began. Dozens are dead following attacks in eastern CAR. The UN's calling for more peacekeeping troops. And yet, God provides a silver lining. Water for Good's Jim Hocking works with Living Water International in the CAR.
We're still reaching nearly 500,000 people with the gospel and water across the country.
As workers bring clean water to people in need, they share the truth about Jesus and the crisis at their doorsteps.
It's not Christian versus Muslim. It's Muslim versus non-Muslim. That understanding has begun to permeate the country much better, which gives us a better footing to stand on as we share the gospel.
$40 provides water for 500 people. You can find information at missionnews.org. Next, nationalistic pride, economic defiance, and uncertainty are all part of Greece's landscape today. The new prime minister has promised to do away with austerity, stay in the eurozone, pay down the debt, and improve the living standards. Keeping all his promises may not be possible. AMG's Tasos Ioannidis explains what's at stake.
There is a critical meeting that is taking place on Wednesday, the 11th of February, in which Greece is supposed to present a plan of what it is proposing. And then there is supposed to be an agreement on the future direction for Greece on the 16th of February.
If there's no agreement, there's no bailout. Greece could be broke by the end of the month. Their Greek ministry teams are asking for prayer.
What we are also seeing as we share the gospel, actually showing the love of Christ by helping people, we are seeing a lot better response. We are seeing a lot greater appreciation because what people were taking for granted before, they can no longer take for granted.
This is Mission Network News. What's the secret to life? Sat-7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, wants Afghan people to know the secret is Jesus. Secret of Life is a television program that's going live. It addresses topics like women in society, family life, and addictions. There are tons of Afghan people coming to Christ, but they need support. It's dangerous for Afghan Christians, yet they keep calling in, asking questions, and sharing testimonies. In other news, 71 million school-aged children worldwide are being kept out of class. The reasons vary, but one thing is true across the board. These kids are being denied a fundamental human right. Worldwide Christian Schools has been giving children access to an education and, most importantly, the gospel since 1987. Dale Dielman of WWCS says they're trying something new this year.
We have embarked on something we call the Justice Fund, and what we are looking for there is to receive grant proposals from some of our traditional partners as well as newer ones. If they received X numbers of dollars, what would they do with that to help the marginalized children in their community have a successful Christian education?
Ideas range from teacher training to special needs programs. Helping children discover God's love is at the heart of it all. Want to learn more? Visit us online at missionnews.org. And more than 500 Bibles have been given to men and women in the military. But these are tiny audio Bibles provided by Faith Comes by Hearing in their military outreach program. Millennials joining the military today want a personal spiritual interaction. They're less likely to attend a formal church, which makes the Bible Stick the perfect tool for sharing the gospel. They're given out for free thanks to donations. Visit our website to find out how you can get a Bible Stick into the hands of more Americans in uniform. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed at the incredible stories you hear from the Middle East and North Africa when you get your Atlas of Changed Lives from Sat-7. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.